Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Harrell, we are live.
All right, we just cut out in the middle of the song.
I know, I didn't realize that. I messed up.
That's what we do sometimes. But what's up, Rossi? How's everyone doing tonight, man? This is Harrell. This is Hump Day with Harrell. It's a Wednesday. It's Hump Day, and we're back. Today we have Dixon, president, coming on. We're going to talk a little bit about what they got going on, what they are doing, and what's new over there. We've got Aiden Kemp, he's just been a stud lately, man. That guy's just been stepped up his game incredibly. It's it's always a joy to have him on. He's such a nice kid, and I'm excited to talk to him. Who else, Rossi? Is that all we got, or is that what we?
Well, we have Kenny on, Kenny Manchester, but I muted him for a while.
Oh, yeah, Manchester.
Put him in timeout.
My favorite brother-in-law.
Yeah.
My favorite brother-in-law. I don't have the controls again. Rossi's on controls because I've got a new stuff for my, and I couldn't make it work. I'm just an idiot. So Rossi's on the controls again. So whatever music we play, it'll be awesome. You know it'll be awesome if it's coming from Rossi.
Yep. Little right, Michael Rossi. Jackson. Little elevator music.
Hell yeah. Everyone loves Mike. I love little Mike.
Yeah, it's time to relax. Have a little, you know, have a good time.
Right. What's new this week? You've been working. You've been what's new with you?
It's still about the same, but I think it's going to start picking up. People are starting to go back to work, so hopefully we can get out of this, you know, soon, and they can start opening us up to starting to do more things, you know, eventually get back to racing,
right.
What we all want to do.
I heard that the mayor's all pissed over here because on the Cinco de Mayo, there was a bunch of people downtown partying and just not, you know, doing social distancing, and they just weren't giving a crap. And we might get a mandatory mask over here.
Oh, we have that
you
already.
Outside, you're gonna, you guys do?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, we have that
I
already
think it's a good
here.
Thing. You think it's a good thing?
I don't know. I mean, some of the masks that, you know, like what I'm wearing, it doesn't block anything. It's a, my wife made it. She made probably 30, 40 masks for friends and stuff. And I mean, it's something to cover my mouth, I guess. It still doesn't shut me up though. That's one thing she did say.
I know. She needs to sew like buttons on that lips of yours, huh? Now, like a
exactly.
zipper or something.
Yeah.
With the remote control. So you just go.
Shocker.
And then I go, oh.
Yeah.
Oh man. Is your wife doing marathons still? Is she, they're doing marathons, or they're just hanging low too? She hasn't done anything, huh?
Yeah, she hasn't done anything. She qualified for Boston. You know, you got to qualify to run that. And she qualified for that. We were going to go to Boston, I think it was last month, and to run the marathon. And it was canceled. And then she has New York Marathon, I think, coming up, but they've postponed it, I think, till September, October, but it's looking like it might be pushed back even further. So, but she's still running. Yeah.
That's good. Oh, yeah, I think you told me she was going to do a marathon around the yard.
She did, you know, so, yeah, the day of her Boston Marathon, she went and ran the 26-point-some-odd miles around our house. And then the last 6 miles, 6 or 10 miles, she caught up with some friends, and they ran with her and all that stuff. I stayed at home. I was eating bonbons and watching movies, so.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's what some people have to do that. Someone's got to hold down the fort. I mean.
Exactly. So.
Where, we got Kenny on with us? Where's Kenny? Let's get Kenny on here. Where's Kenny?
I don't know where. He's on here.
What's
Mr.
up?
Manchester.
What up, man? This is Kenny Manchester, everybody. Y'all know him. The man, the myth, the legend. Kenny Manchester, how you doing, man? Haven't talked to you in a while. How you been?
Oh, you know, just busy with work and life. Living life like
right?
nothing ever happened, man.
Right.
Minus the racing portion of it. I'm missing it. Like we all are, I'm sure.
Right.
So.
I'm jonesing a little bit to get going. I mean, shoot. We had one race at Davis. I went to their first race and I just did horrible. I just had the worst day ever, and sucked because I just came off a win there, the last race before that.
I was there. I was there.
Yeah, it was a fun one. That was one of my funnest races I've had.
Yeah, didn't Tim Bernanski win that?
No, but he was close. I don't know. Old Timmy, he freaking came off a busted wrist, first day back, and came back and schooling freaking Beckley. He was freaking pulling Beckley.
Yeah.
Beckley, like, yeah, I was kind of tripping. I mean, wow. First day back after an injury, and you're getting better times than you ever had. I said, I'm going to go break my wrist.
Pretty awesome.
But I mean, I was just one, you know, and that's all I had. So I'm kind of jonesing too. I need to go out and I've been in my car a little bit, not much though. I mean, there's not really a lot of places to go, you know? So, but we got Gary from Dixon. Gary from Dixon will be on tonight. He's going to give us some insight on when they're going to open, or maybe when what they're thinking, and what's the plan for there. What's the KPX's plan? You guys got a plan of attack yet, or are you guys just kind of floating for now and seeing what's going to happen? What's going to happen with all this?
So we've been Brian Baker has been in contact with the tracks for the last couple days, I guess, and looks like we're going to go to a 5-race series, start either the end of June or beginning of July, and we'll hit 5 tracks. So Brian's been communicating with the tracks right now to try to put them in a place where we're going to race, you know, so we're not overlapping anybody and things like that. So I do know the Stockton date will stay on the Stockton date, and I believe, don't hold me to this, but I believe the Reno date will stay as the Reno date as of right now. Things can always change, but that's what we're looking at doing right now. So.
Cool. So when you're planning on doing your first race, and where is it at?
We don't know where the first race is going to be yet. We're still in negotiations with the tracks, trying to get, you know, so they can have a couple club races before we come, so people can go test and practice. So it will be either sometime late June or early July is when our first race will be.
Gotcha. So late start, but we're going to start.
Yes. Hey, I think I have Mr. Aiden Kemp calling in right now. So let me get him on. You ready, Harrell, to give him a bad time?
Yeah.
You know this kid, he's like 6'5" now. So let me get him.
I know, he's growing. He's definitely a growing kid.
Hey.
Mr. Aiden Kemp, you there?
What's up? How's
What's
it
up,
going?
Buddy? How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm doing good, man. What's new with you, man? I haven't talked to you in forever. I think I don't even remember when the last time it was. Where were we?
Oh.
Somewhere, right? Huh?
Yeah, that was a long time ago. Probably Prairie City.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I think you're right. What have you been up to? Anything fun and exciting?
Nope, literally nothing. A little bit of, I've been learning 3D modeling. That's about it.
Yeah. Flipping, you're doing school from home, huh?
Not really. Our grades are already in pretty much, so I've been
really?
Doing a little bit, but not a lot.
You don't have to because your grades are already in, huh? That's what all the kids are doing.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy.
I've just
been
trying to keep
what do you think of all this, man? Yeah, what do you think of all this? You wearing a mask when you go out there?
Yep. This sucks. I mean, I miss racing, but it is what it is.
Right. Can't get a bunch of people together if they have a chance to get sick, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Rossi's got it. He can't. He's the one that brought it here. He's actually Chinese, and we just don't know it.
I am.
He's the one that brought it over here. So we got to watch out for him.
I look more Chinese than Tiger Kwok does. So, yeah.
Oh, shoot. But what are you doing this season? What are your plans when it does get going? I mean, are you doing some SCUSA stuff? You did pretty good in some SCUSA last year, huh? You went to the big leagues, and, man, you're running with the big dogs, dude.
I don't know. We don't know yet, but I'm pretty sure, we're going to do all the SCUSA. I don't know about Super Nats, but hopefully if they do it, then we'll try to do that too.
They'll do it. They're going to do it.
Now, are you going to stay
no
in the K?
There's no reason we won't. Yeah, we'll stay in the K.
You're not going to run
you're
the tag motors?
You're not doing
what'd you say?
Go ahead,
are you going to run tag also?
No, just K, probably.
K. That's cool. Yeah, people don't know that. You know, Aiden's dad, Brian, was the one that was really pushing the KA motor here. He went out and bought, how many motors, Aiden? 10 or something like that?
Well, he bought 2 of them, and then, we had 6 of them at once testing them.
Yeah, and they would take them to all the tracks where people can test them and all that stuff, and look what it's grown into. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm amazed about how many people are racing it, and that's gotten really big.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I remember when they were first coming out, you know, and you guys were bringing them around, and I was like, what, new motor? And I didn't know nothing about it. And, man, it turns out that thing's a pretty solid motor, huh? Rossi, you said you guys ran one, didn't even touch it all year.
Yeah, Garrett Randolph ran one in the juniors 2 years ago. He won the first race in, what was it, Shasta, and was leading the race in Reno until something happened. And, no, he's fast. He's fast. And the motor lasted all year. I think Aiden's motors are just kind of the same way. I got a guy calling in, so I might have to leave. You guys keep chatting.
Okay.
But, yeah, my motors have lasted very long compared to, like, the X30s or, you know, the Ks are way more reliable.
What about tires?
Yeah, but
same
since
kind
it's
of
on
tire?
A blue compound, it's on a different tire, and it's way easier on the tires.
Really? Nice.
That makes it way
flat
more affordable.
Right. Cause stuff's expensive, man. I mean, it gets expensive. You get up to upwards, you know. I mean, there's guys spending $10,000 for the weekend, you know. It's just, like, not uncommon, you know, very common, actually, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's
especially
a,
at the big races, you know.
Right. I tripped out when I went to my first SCUSA race because most of the people weren't even talking English. They were talking other languages and stuff. It was like, it was weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, this is a
weird.
Whole different way you got.
Right. And you're hanging in there. I mean, I watch your times and I watch you, and it's like, it seems like you're right there all the time.
I try to be.
You almost won one, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Last year I won Button Willow, but I got a penalty.
That's what it was, huh?
Not you.
Yeah.
You got a penalty?
Yeah, for jump start.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where were you starting?
I started second, and from the outside row I got into first. So I got a jump start.
So what did they do? Give you some seconds for a penalty, or how do they go about that?
Yeah, I got 3 seconds, which put me back to second because we pulled away.
So if you could have pulled 3 seconds out of first, you would have still been first.
Yeah, but the guy was
right
on me, so there's, you know.
Right. Hard to pull 3 seconds on anybody in SCUSA, huh, really?
Yeah, especially with
the guy. Who was it that you were racing that race? Who were you racing with?
I was with Nick Pearson. That's who was with me. Like,
okay.
He won technically. Was in second.
Got music going.
Oh, Kyle.
Rossi.
I'm rocking out
Kyle.
Over here. Sorry.
Hell up.
I know.
Oh, you can. You can rock out. You got to mute it.
I'm gonna mute him. All right.
No, you're muted. We got to mute you if you want to rock out. Cause
yeah. No, it was Kyle. Kyle was listening to something.
Aiden's like 6'6 now and 240 pounds, so you got to watch out because he'll take you down.
I wouldn't say 240. He's probably still weighs 100 pounds, but 6'6.
How tall are you now, Caden?
6'1.
6'1?
Yep.
And how old are you?
How tall is Pop?
I'm 16.
Oh, my.
15?
16.
Did I say 15?
16.
Yeah, yep. Right on. What, and how much do you weigh?
I'm kind of chunky.
You're
kind
of chunky, you're
130?
Dang, dude, you are getting kind of chunky, huh?
I think
one of my legs weighs that much.
Yeah.
I'm only 100 more pounds than you, that's all. It's just 100 more pounds than you, that's all. That's not too much. How tall is Pops?
Pop's
gonna freaking
6'1" too.
Yeah, are you gonna
he's
pass him
tall?
Up or are you
really?
Gonna max out?
I don't
tall.
Know.
He's the Ollie King. I don't know. You guys know if you guys know this about Aiden's dad, dude, but he can grab a skateboard right now and go Ollie a trash can like it's nothing. He's a stud, man. He's a badass when it comes to the skateboard. Wow. I could never Ollie
he's
a trash can. Dude, he's a badass. I love it. He's my people, man. If we lived in the same town, we'd have been hanging out when we were kids. That's all I did was skate. But I wasn't busting over trash cans, ollieing them.
I can't even ollie over a stink.
Well, can you even ride a skateboard?
No.
We should do that. I'm going to have that. We're going to have a contest. At
last time I rode a skateboard, I pulled a muscle in my back. I fell off, and I thought I dislocated my shoulder. And I was probably in 7th or 8th grade, and that's the last time I kind of rode a skateboard.
Well, I did that like a bunch when I was younger, slamming.
Yeah.
But I didn't quit. Yeah, I mean, I had some bad ones. Some hippers where it came out on the other side. The bruise came out on the other side. Went all the way through me. But what are you doing besides scooter? Are you doing any, are you going to do some KA or KPX? You going to do any club stuff? Yeah.
We're going to do hopefully KPX.
Right. They're doing 5 still, so that's a good series. Any word on SZA? Have you heard anything?
No, I haven't heard anything. Word on SZA.
They're just laying low, huh?
Yeah, I think they're just waiting for it to blow over and decide.
I'm not sure how quick it's going to blow over, man. They open everything up, and we're going to start spiking again, and they're going to shut everyone down again. That's what I think is going to happen.
Well, hey, I got Gary on the other line. You want me to bring him in, Harrell?
Sure. Yeah, I think it's going to spike, and they're going to shut it down again. They're going to shut everyone down. They're going to have to. It's just going to spike. You know, they got people in Florida that are, 10,000 at the beach just doing whatever. People all around the country just doing whatever, not caring, And like I say, I'm not really too scared to get it. But I'm scared to give it to someone. I don't want to kill nobody over it. You know what I mean? Someone else gets it. Someone's grandma gets it because I had it. That's more of my fear. My girlfriend, she has bad asthma. If I got it and then I gave it to my girlfriend and she died or something because she has bad asthma, oh, my gosh. So that's why I'm taking it kind of serious because I got people that are close to me that, are high risk. So.
Yeah.
I take it kind of serious.
I have Gary online right now, Harrell.
Gary! All right.
Hello. Hello, Harrell. How you doing?
Thank
you
so
much for having me on tonight.
Thank
you so much for having me on.
Yeah. Sure, anytime. You're more than welcome anytime to jump on here. If you got things to talk about in your club or whatever, you can just give us a call, and we'll make sure it happens. So,
Actually, we're over in Dixon, but no worries, it's all good. I just wanted to kind of bring everybody up to speed what's happening over at Dixon. We've been doing a little bit of work over there since the pandemic came in, and we're trying to get the track all prepped and the pit areas all cleaned up with the growth of weeds that's over there. And we've had a lot of inquiries about people wanting to come out and run at the track, and unfortunately, that's not been possible due to some of the restrictions that they put on some of the motorsports tracks and places. And so we're just trying to abide by the law in that. And we really don't want to subject any of our karting friends to this terrible thing that's going on right now and take a chance of getting this. But unfortunately, now we have another thing that's taken place, and that is many of you are aware of we have these no-see-em bugs that come out just at the 1st of May. They generally are around for 4 to 6 weeks, and we have them from anywhere from May till the end of July and the first week of August. So we were out there working last week and got bit up a little bit. So unfortunately, our track's on hold until we can open up in the end of July or 1st of August. But I'm kind of excited.
Gary, get rid of those things?
Yes.
Does the heat get rid of those things? That's what kills them?
Well, what happens is they come out when it's hot, and they become ferocious with an appetite. They just go after anything, and they will bite you. You cannot see them. That's why they call them no-see-ems, and they bite along your side. Oh, okay.
I got mauled by them. Me and Brian Baker, we got mauled by them, and everyone else was like pretty, they didn't really bother them too much, but they ate us alive, man. I must have had 60 bites on me. I'm not even kidding. 60 bites.
Oh, wow. Well, they
can't
they
scratch
don't...
them.
I tell you what, a mosquito doesn't have anything on these things. I mean, they're pretty treacherous for sure.
They are freaking nothing. Mosquitoes are like little, I don't know, but they are ferocious. That was a good word for them, ferocious.
Exactly. Well, but one thing I did want to share with everyone this evening is that I did speak with Brian Baker, and we were able to secure a date for KPX Championship Kart Racing to be at Dixon Kinsman Kart Club on September 19th and 20th. So we're happy to have them there, and we're also going to try to continue the rest of our schedule throughout the year. And hopefully we can all continue on and get this thing behind us.
You guys get a race in this year?
We haven't gotten anything in this year. We tried to have some stuff go on, some races or whatever, and we had some rain that came through, and then all of a sudden this pandemic thing that kind of hit, and it just kind of locked us down. We lost, like many of the other tracks, like almost half a year already. So, you know, it's a tough deal, but we're going to get through this, you know. We're going to make it through.
What about your members and stuff? If you paid to be a member and then they can't go to the track for all year, what happens then? Or is it just like, so sorry, Charlie, or?
No, to be truthful with you, we're actually the people who have joined this year. We're going to carry our insurance over to next year. You know, it's the least we can do for our membership. You know, it's something that's really a hard case on a lot of people for a lot of different reasons. And we know that people are trying to stay on a budget and trying to make it and just basically take care of their rent and to eat. And we just all talked it over and thought that'd be the best thing to do, at least to help our membership come back for next year and to give something back to them.
Right. Hey, Ross, you gotta mute whoever's being loud. You gotta mute whoever's having a party in the background. It's just not
right.
fair to our listeners. Yeah, we
muted them.
It's not fair.
That's pretty cool there, Gary, because you know, I mean, you guys have rent that's due and garbage and all that stuff. So that's pretty nice of Kinsman to offer that to their members. That's pretty cool.
It's kind of amazing, actually. It sounds like Kinsman's in good hands with you, bud.
Well, honestly, we depend upon our membership and other folks who come in and run at the track. We depend on their participation. And, you know, it's to show them that how important they are to us. Not only did we put some restrictions down about not running right now, it was only due for their safety. And then also to say, well, if you can't run or we can't allow you to run, we want to try to give something back, you know, to help you come back next year. And some incentive to do so. So I think it was the right thing to do. I mean, we all agreed upon it, and I think it's something that we all want to try to do and have our year become, you know, next year, hopefully everything go back to normal, so to speak, if we can have that.
Right. That'd be nice, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Our racers are very important to us, our membership and the people who come to practice and are the really our lifeblood, so we have to take care of them.
Shoot, man, I want to go get a membership there now.
Well, come on out.
I do. Hey, you know what, Aiden and Gary, hang on for a minute. We got to play a couple quick commercials, and we'll play one song, take a quick break, and then we'll jump right back into it. I want to talk a little bit more about your place, and man, I'm always loving to talk to Aiden, too. So you guys just hang on for a minute. Rossi's going to cue up a song, and we got a few commercials that we got to play for our sponsors. And we'll be right back. This is Harrell. That's Chris Rossi. That's Gary, the president. And that is Aiden, the man, Kemp. And there was Kenny Manchester there, too, for a minute. So thanks, man, everybody, for being on the show tonight. Thank all of our listeners for listening. And this is Hump Day with Harrell. This is Harrell exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
1220 East Gregg Street, number 17, Sparks, Nevada, 89431. Rodney Rivera has been involved in karting for over 20 years. Rodney does driver coaching and tuning and has won over 15 championships tuning and coaching drivers over the years. Rodney is also a dealer for Burrell, Tony Kart, CRG, and Ital Kart. So for all your karting needs, call Rodney at Nevada Kart Sports. 775-219-4184. That's 775-219-4184. Karting Championship is coming to a track near you. This organization is focused on growing the sport of karting at the grassroots level on up. All aspects of the series are based and focused around the racer. Come out and support local racing at a track near you. For more information, go to www.kpxracing.com. That's www.kpxracing.com.
All right, we are live back on the show.
What up, what up? This is Harrell here. I'm staying with Harrell. It is Wednesday, and we've got the president from Dixon on the phone with us, and we have Aiden Kemp on the phone with us. Just getting a little bit insight on what's going on at Dixon, and asking the one that, like, Aiden's been racing some SCUSA stuff, so we've just been kind of talking about that, what he's been up to. And Aiden, what have you been doing to pass the time, man? Are you just playing video games and hanging out, or what?
Yeah, I've been playing video games and hanging out, pretty much it.
You got any workout regimen going, or?
Not really.
No, you're not hitting the weight, dude?
No.
Man, cause you know what? Them other kids are. Yeah, you should, because them other kids are. I'll bet you. Them guys that run up front, and you're one of them. So you should start working out. Get stronger,
yeah,
bigger, faster, better. Right?
Yep.
I'll be your personal trainer. No, I guess that's a no.
No. I don't want to. I can't outlift my personal trainer. It doesn't work like that.
But you come lift with me, Jack. I'll show you how much that is. I'll show you. Oh, man.
All
right. I've only been a carpenter my whole life, dude. I got a little bit of back running over here. You know what I mean? Just because I got bad knees don't mean the upper half ain't good.
All you have to do, Aiden, is blow on him. He'll blow right over. He could barely walk.
Yeah, doubt that, Rossi. Why don't you try that, Rossi? See if you can blow me over. You can blow me.
I mean, hey, Rossi.
Stay away from that. I was going to say you better stay away. Well, I was going to say you better stay well away from Harrell's right arm, because I imagine swinging that hammer, he can throw a pretty good right cross.
Attaboy. Hey, Gary, you just moved up in the rankings. Everyone else is muted now. We're just going to talk to Gary.
Yeah. Well, Harrell, at least you don't get outran by your wife like Mr. Rossi.
Right?
No.
Right?
Harrell beats me. I haven't been in a cart in a long time. Harrell, he's come a long ways.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Anyways, enough about me. Let's talk about Dixon. What are you guys doing out there? You said you're doing some improvements. Do you need, like, can we, like, throw something on Facebook, try to get you some help out there at the track? You guys need some help? What do you guys got going? How do we get involved?
Well, right now we're kind of on hold a little bit, as I mentioned earlier, about those bugs. If we do anything, it would be in the morning, but in actuality, we're not going near there for a while until we get these bugs taken care of. But we do have some people that are going to come in and do a little bit of painting and freshening up, getting the area cleaned up a little bit and get it ready for everybody so they can come back out right away.
Nice, nice. You know, them no-see-ums, dude, when they bite you, it just looks like a little mosquito bite until you itch it once. And then you itch it once, and it just starts pussing and gets all infected and gnarly. And it's like, holy crap. They are gnarly, man. I've never seen anything like it.
Oh, they
really
are. We've got a friend of ours in the vintage group, because we run some of the vintage carts out there sometimes. And this guy is a roofer, and he's pretty tough. I mean, this is one of those guys who cut the end of his finger off and just duct tape it back on and keep swinging the hammer, you know. And he said he got into the no-see-ums, and he said, Gary, he says, the next time you have an event out there and them bugs are there, I ain't coming.
Right?
They just, they'll bring a strong man down.
Right? For sure, for sure.
Yeah.
I seriously tripped on how gnarly they were.
Oh, yeah.
And they're right around where, like, your driver's suit is, right around your ankles, your wrist, your neck, and they just, like, suck you to death. I've only been out there once, and that's all it took for me to go out there, and that was, like, 08, 09. And they're like, the bugs are out. I'm like, ah, who cares? I had them in my hair, in my helmet, and I was bit everywhere. And I'm like, I will never go out there again when those bugs are out there.
No, they are no fun, that's for sure. One thing that you guys might want to check out sometime is that we do run motorcycles out there occasionally. We have the NorCal Moto X motorcycles. These are road race motorcycles that are anywhere from 50cc up to, I believe, 450 is our biggest class. And these guys put on a really good show. So we got that on our schedule this year. If you guys want to check out our schedule, and hopefully we'll be able to continue and have some races out there. But these guys run a series at Stockton, and they also run a couple of races over at our track. So it's really fun to watch and a good group of people.
Right, right, right. They are fun to watch. They got a pretty big following. That's with Alan, right?
Right. At Alan Settles over at Stockton Track.
Right,
yeah,
right,
he puts together
right.
a real good nice. Program.
He does, huh? He does. He's he's getting better, man. I know he kind of struggled in the beginning, and now he's doing a good job.
Yeah, he's a great guy too to work with. You know, as far as trying to help Carters and the bike club and so forth and so on. Really good person.
Right, right, right. Shout out to him, man. I love it. I used to race motorcycles, so I got something in common with him. You know, I used to race.
Oh, there
big
you
track,
go.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, shout out to all these guys, you know, all the board members at Dixon to Allen. A lot of these guys, you know, they don't get paid to do this. This is all volunteer, and they put their own blood, sweat, and tear, and even sometimes their own money into this stuff. So kudos to you guys for doing that.
Right.
Well thank you.
Right,
we
no
appreciate
doubt.
That. Yeah, it's,
no
you know,
doubt.
A lot of love for it. You know, we just, we love karting and racing, and, you know, we like to try to provide a good place for folks to run and have a good time, you know, keep a family atmosphere.
Right. And if, that's what it's all about, the family atmosphere, man. That's what sold me on karting, you know, because I used to race motorcycles and it wasn't like that. You know, it wasn't a family atmosphere. It was kind of ruthless, you know. But
yeah.
I like it about that. You know, everyone helps everybody in karting, and it's just it's a keeper.
So, yep. Gary, how long have you been in the karting?
Well, I started in, like, 2009. I used to be involved in radio-controlled model boats, and I raced around quite a few different places. And I had a friend of mine, and he asked me one time, he goes, hey, he goes, they're having some dirt track go-kart races down in Tulare, California, at the fairgrounds. He goes, they've got a track down there. He goes, I want you to come spend the night down here in Santa Cruz, and then we'll go on down there and check it out. So when we were in Santa Cruz, there was a guy that was there that we met, and he says, do you want to race a kart? And I go, well, I don't know. I says, you know, I've never done this kind of stuff. And he goes, well, I'm going to loan you my kart and stuff. The only thing is you just replace anything you break. And I says, well, okay. So lo and behold, we loaded up and went down to Tulare, and they had a little eighth-mile dirt track down there, a little bull ring. And we were running an Invader that had a Briggs & Stratton Sid White built on alcohol animal. And it was a lot of fun. And I tell you what, I got hooked right then. So I got involved with the dirt track racing with the go-karts there. So that was in 2009. And then I got my own kart. And then 2010, I ran the full year there and won the championship down there. And just had a ball. So from then on, I just kind of stayed with the dirt track for a little while. And then I met Vern Frediani. He was my neighbor behind me. And he says, hey, he says, you need to come check out these vintage go-karts. So I went over to Dixon. It was the first time I was there, and I saw the vintage go-karts. So I got involved with that. And from there, it's just, you know, been a roll ever since.
Is that what you write down, the vintage?
Yes, I do. Yeah. We have a
what car do you race?
Well, what I have right now is a 1979 Burton Magnum. This one was built by Richard. This is not a play on the name. It's the guy's real name. His name is Richard Burton, not the actor, of course. But he developed the cart. He at one time worked at Invader and then went off on his own to make the Burton carts. And so anyway, I acquired one of those. And I went all through it, did the powder coating and re-chromed it and all that kind of stuff. And so it's got a KT100 on it. And so it's a good little car. It's a fun little machine. But we're in our group, it's the Vintage Cart Club of America. It's all vintage carts from 1956 up to about 1985. And what we do is have different events at different tracks. We go to Dixon, of course, and Davis, and we've been to Prairie City, and go down as far as Bakersfield, Santa Maria, and then as far up north as up to Medford, and we hope to be at Medford this year. We hear that Medford's coming back online with a group up there. So we have a cart show, we have a barbecue. It's kind of like a good guy's hot rod deal. We don't really race per se, but say like four or five of us will go, okay, let's go run some laps and chase one another and dice it up a little bit. So it's a lot of fun.
Right, right.
Do you guys race
once
a month, or how does this go? Or do you guys just maybe do like 5-6 races a year and you spread it out through the whole year?
We have about 10 events, and so, you know, that's roughly about one a month, sometimes two in 1 month. But generally speaking, we've gone to or down to Marina. We've had an event down there, and unfortunately we found out their Marina might not be around much longer. A factory come in down there, or they're building a factory for some cars down there they're going to build or whatever. So we're not going to have our Marina event, but we kind of set things up a little bit. I mean, we have a lot of fun kind of chasing one another and that sort of thing. As I mentioned before, some of these guys build the old carts from back in the day, like a 1959 Bugs or 58 Bugs or whatever, and Bug carts. And they try to get them as close as they possibly can to being the original cart that came from the factory. And then we have awards for them and so forth and so on, and different classes for them. But it's a good group of people.
Yeah, when I first started, I saw you guys down at Bakersfield.
Yeah. Now, what do you guys run those really tall, hard tires on those carts, right?
Yeah, they're a really hard tire. They're a real hard compound. They actually make or reproduce the tires, but they're meant to more or less slide through a corner, you know, kind of like a drifting kind of thing. We don't want them to really have any grip because they're so narrow, they'll bicycle or they'll flip. So we kind of want them to slide and give a little bit. We got some really unique carts in that we got a cart that's called an Exterminator that was built back in the day, and it was all kind of aluminum panels that was put together that were all specially formed and bent in certain ways. And we've got a couple of those that have triple McCullough Mach-10 motors on them. There's three engines on the cart. So there's some really unique – yeah, there's some really unique stuff that comes out of the woodwork. You wouldn't believe it.
How does that work out? I mean, they just all butt or what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does a lot of sideways action on the track. You know, he has a really good time with it. So,
and then
we got another
two motors.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah, we also have a member in our group that has he's got two carts. He has a Mark 20 Mercury outboard motor engine on it. And then he also has one that's a two-cylinder. Then he also has one that's a four-cylinder that he has on there that Terry Ives drives. And we've been down to Santa Maria and then also down at Riverside, and there's a real long straightaway. And he's able to turn that thing loose, and it's puts on quite a show. Pretty cool deal.
That's pretty fun. Yeah, I remember at Davis, Crazy Ray, he'd do the, you know, wouldn't go to the bus stop, come around the short, you know, coming down, you know, at the end, the straightaway. Man, he would just freaking goose that thing, and it was looked like so much fun, man. He looks like he's having a good time in that thing. It goes. So I couldn't imagine having three motors and that much, you know. I mean,
yeah, that's
did they used to race stuff like that?
No, they didn't.
Three motor?
Well, I know that they did dual engine, which was called a C open cart, but I don't know that anybody actually raced a triple. They might have. I do know that at one time there was a couple guys came out with the German Koenig motor, which was a it was an outboard motor, and they actually converted that over to a go-kart, and they ran a radiator in order to keep the engine cool because it was a water-cooled engine.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I could barely handle
one motor,
Rel.
What's that?
I said I could barely handle one motor, not alone three of them.
I know. I can't even imagine. Even Ray's rig with his little setup, like, holy cow, man. That's just,
yeah.
That's fun. I mean, what? I don't know. Well, I mean, I wonder how fast they go. You know, it's kind of funny in karting. People always ask, well, how fast does that thing go? And it's like, well, not very fast. I mean, it's not real quick, but it can go fast. It's just, I mean, it's, I don't know how to explain it. It's just how fast you go around the corners. It's not about top speed, you know what I mean?
There's some of these guys that, some of these guys that are running what they call the B-bomb motor. It's like 135 cc, and they're running two of those. Like the Swantech brothers from down in the LA area, they built a couple of these, and they've got the ram's horn pipes on some of them. And like I said, they're a dual 135 cc, and they're running right around 85 or 90 in the straight.
Oh my goodness!
Dang. That's
yeah.
Motoring. My 206 only does like 65 or 70. Oh, no? A little slower?
Well,
okay.
Well, I'll tell you, 2 inches off the ground, that's fast, you know, as you guys know. So
it's fast enough for me, that's for sure. I don't need to go faster. I've been faster. I don't need to go faster anymore.
No, we need to go slower as I get older. I can't handle
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Right.
So maybe it's just the way I want to go.
Well, if you guys
well, the one
put
thing,
a class for us old guys.
Well, the one thing about it is the one thing about it is the older we get, the faster we were, you know?
Yep.
Man, I just started least, karting, so that ain't true for me. I can't say that because I just started in karting. Everyone knows how fast I was. It's going to be some years before I can say that.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, but that's how I. Go ahead, Rossi.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I don't even know what I was going to say.
So when's the next vintage race, Gary? Do you know?
Well, we're looking at hopefully coming up in May. It'd be like I believe it's like May 15th or 16th. We're trying to get in at Reading, but there was a drag race right there at the drag strip that they canceled recently because of the COVID-19 deal, but we're hoping like middle of May to be at Reading. So that's what will be there.
Cool.
Nice. I like that track. Reading's a good track. I like that one. It's a fun one.
It is a fun
go
track.
Go ahead.
And you said looks like you're going to try to get into Medford because last year I heard like just to get into the track was very expensive for insurance. So that's pretty nice that they're able to open that up so far. Because that's a fun track.
Right, exactly. I understand that there's someone who has taken that back over or taken charge of it, and they've met the criteria that the Parks Department up there was requesting. And so looking like we're hoping that we will be there. I mean, we're booked in, but we're just waiting to see what happens with this virus deal. That will be in September also. So, you know, we're just a wait and see situation with that. If you guys want to check out our Vintage Kart Club of America site, we're on Facebook. if you simply type in Vintage Kart Club of America, VKCA, you can go check out the pictures and whatnot we have on there of some of our kart meets and whatnot. So
what's the newest kart you can have? What's the cutoff?
We generally go up to about mid 1985.
Let me tell you something. That's
about
not vintage, okay? 85 is not vintage.
Well, that's what they're allowing as far as like a 30 year
hey,
kind of deal.
I guess I'm vintage, man. I must be
you're
vintage.
Beyond vintage, for real.
Man, I'm antique. Is that what you're saying?
Well,
no, I'm antique.
Break it to you, but.
Oh man. That's
yeah,
terrible.
No, it's a lot of fun. We have a good group. We're really looking forward to being at Davis in October on the 16th and 17th. That's one of our that's our fall classic at Davis, and it's always a good meet. A lot of people come up there to that. We have also a swap meet during that time there at all vintage carts and parts and all that kind of stuff, and have a little barbecue and even folks walking around have a hot dog and a good time and enjoy the
right,
deer.
Right. Didn't you guys do it on a Saturday and then they did it on a Sunday? They had a club race on a Sunday or something? Is that how it went?
We get there on Friday and, you know, kind of go out and run a little bit on Fridays. But Saturday is our main day, you know, for everybody running up there and having a good time or whatever. It's like our main day of the event or whatever.
Right. Right on. Well, shoot, man, I might have to get a vintage cart since I'm so vintage and just to have somewhere else to go race.
There you go.
I want an old cart, though. I want an old cart. I want like a 60-something. When the cart?
Well,
cart?
My understanding, the fellow by the name of Art Ingalls down in the Los Angeles area had a shop, either like a muffler shop or a machine shop, and he was one of the first guys who constructed a cart, and he went out and was running it at the Anaheim Angels Stadium, the baseball stadium down there, was running it around, and then a couple other guys came out there, and they checked it out, and then they built one or two, and so then that's kind of like the whole thing got off the ground. They were running in parking lots there and finally got a little organization to them and started having races. And then it moved from there over to Azusa, California, where Bug Manufacturing was, that makes Bug go-karts. And that was Tom Pearson and Faye Pearson. And Faye is still alive. She's 92 years old and still drives a cart once in a while. She comes to our big events and shows up there. But her and her husband got the boat.
She show up at school, everybody? She comes and smokes everybody still?
Well, she don't really smoke them, but she's still out there running pretty good for 92 years old. She does all right.
She'd smoke me. She'd probably beat me.
she's quite a gal. She and her husband did a lot of racing over in Europe, and I think they went to Japan one time and some, you know, international racing and that sort of stuff. But we do have a lot of rear engine carts, the mid 60s carts and into the 70s of, you know, the Bug Sprints and the Stingers and whatnot. And some of the early carts from Simplex, they ran a Clinton engine on them. Little red Clinton motor on there and two cycles.
Let's go talk motors real quick. I mean, does everyone have to run the same motor? Do you have a class for everybody? What? How does that work? Because everyone's got these different motor packages.
We really don't have a set deal for what you bring. It's primarily, it must be a two cycle engine. We don't really have any of the four cycles. Although the four cycle group with the Vintage Karting Association is starting to take place. Some of the older Briggs, the five horse Briggs, the Blue Wazoo five horse racing engine and whatnot, are starting to come in with their group. But in our group, we mainly just have a two cycle engine, and a lot of those are McCulloughs or the West Bends. You know, we get KT 100s. J generally whatever they raced back in the day.
Is it a Mikola chainsaw motor?
Yes.
And they just put it on a go-kart?
Right. As a matter of fact, well, Mikola built outboard motors, and then, you know, they built chainsaw motors, and then eventually they built kart motors. So there is a difference in the chainsaw motor and the kart motor.
Okay,
there's
okay,
difference.
That's what I
was difference and there have been.
Family.
Yeah, there's been some people who have converted a chainsaw motor over to a kart motor. It's a little bit different porting, a little bit different design in the rod, and so forth. Some changes that people make. Starting off like with a 49. It's a Mikola 49. It's one of their early engines that's, you know, pretty much underpowered. It's pretty good for like a real small driver or a young kid. But then they go all the way up to a 101, which is really a powerhouse engine. And that's the one everybody used to kind of race or a very popular engine to race.
Gotcha. Okay, so everybody out there, I'm in the market for a vintage kart. I want a vintage kart. I got a
well,
Burrell, a newer Burrell. I got a 2015 Burrell I can give someone for one if they want to trade. I don't know if anyone's
interested. I'll tell you,
you
know, I've looked on Facebook Marketplace, and there's quite a few carts starting to show up. You know, we see some MX. You know, you can pick up a 70s MX, mid-70s MX, or early 80s MX. You know, put the KT100 on there or put a Mikola 101 on it or a West Bend 820. You know, you can come out and have fun.
Cart. Yeah, I'm going
yes,
to have one. I got a good story.
Yeah.
My first card I got was an Emmett card. I bought it for way too much money, entirely too much money. Now that I know, I'm like, wow, how did I let somebody do that to me? But I got it, and I went to Prairie City, and the guy was checking it out, Bill. Gallister, he goes, to, you know, I go to Tech and stuff, and he goes, you know, this is a cadet cart, right? And I said, yeah, man, ain't it cool? And he goes, no, you don't understand. This is for the kids. This is a kid cart. I'm like, what? What do you mean it's a kid cart? He goes, yeah, this is for the kids. The ages, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what? I was so bummed. And he said, you can still drive it if you want. I said, no. I was bummed. I put it back in my truck, and I went home. I ended up selling that cart for about $1,000 less than I paid for it. With a different motor, because I gave away the motor that was on it. But that was a burn deal. I got $1,700 for an old Emmick with a 100, what is it?
KT?
No, it's not a KT.
Pirella?
It's a, dang it, what is it, Grossi?
A Pirella?
No, it's the one that you can make like a bigger, put a bigger head on it, and it makes a bigger motor, you know, and bigger exhaust.
Rotex?
No. What is it? They still got them. Fecko drives one around. He's got one he puts on his cart every once in a while. I gave my motor to Garwood, and his kid was ripping it around. It's
not a World Formula.
No, it's a two-stroke. This was a popular one.
Oh,
for
a tag? Was it like a tag? Leopard motor?
Yeah, kind of, but it wasn't the Leopard. It was the other one.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, an IME?
It was like a 100. A what?
IME? Oh.
Oh,
what's the one that RLV used to sell? That motor? Oh, HPV.
That's what it is.
Oh.
Yeah, HPV. It was HPV 100. Yeah, HPV 100. That's what I had. And it was a little kid motor, too. I bought everything little kid. No, I didn't know. I thought I was a little kid for a minute there, or something.
Yeah,
I paid
$1,700
for that thing, though.
That's funny.
$1,700. That was a good deal for someone. It was a cool cart, though. It was a really nice Emmick. It was nice. So I'm gonna give it an Emmick. I'm looking for an Emmick. Anybody? Two stroke.
Yeah,
that would be my two stroke.
My next door neighbor growing up used to race. And he always talked about the Mikolas, but he raced out in Pittsburgh. I guess Pittsburgh had a go-kart track up, I don't know where, and in Livermore. He used to race a lot in Livermore back in the 70s or late 60s, probably the late 60s. He had shown me all these pictures. They had him load them up in a like the 57 Chevy, and they all dressed in white and take the carts out and go run. So it was kind of some neat photos he was showing me a while ago.
Nice.
Now, my understanding, Chris, is that out there in Pittsburgh, where you speak of, it used to be Camp Stoneman. It was kind of, I think, like a military kind of base or something, and people would race cars out there and whatnot, but the go-karts were out there running, and then the go-karts left that area and went up on the hill there at Pittsburgh and established their own track up there where the houses are now on the hill there at Pittsburgh.
Right. Yeah, he had pictures
and then,
of
course,
down both places.
Right. And then what happened was when the development came through there to build homes and bought the track out, the track moved to Dixon.
Oh.
And that became Kinsman Kart Club.
Okay.
Okay.
So there you have a little history about Dixon Kart Club or Kinsman Kart Club.
Yeah, and the track kind of looked like the track what is it is today out there. You know, kind of looked the same.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's kind of how that happened or how that took place many years ago.
All right. Well, man, Gary, thank you so much for all the insight and stuff, man. I love the guy you are. I love what you're doing out there. It's you're doing amazing things, you know, and it needs that out there. It needs someone like you to be the face of that place. And man, I think there's good things in the future for you guys. You know, I really do. I think it's good. You're doing a great job out there. And I appreciate you coming on the show. And like I said, anytime you're more than welcome to come on and talk about any events you have. Or we can plug it for you. We'll even make a commercial for you if you want, you know. We can make a vintage car club commercial, you know, and we'll get you on as a sponsor of the show. So we can even do something like that if you want. If you want to talk about it, just get a hold of me or Rossi, and we'll make it happen, man.
Well, thank you so much, Harrell, for having me on, and I appreciate your kind thoughts and whatnot, and I look forward to speaking with you again one time soon.
Perfect.
For sure.
Thanks,
I'd love to see
Thanks
you
for everything.
Track. And Aiden, you still there?
He left.
Oh, man. Thank you. How you doing, Aiden? Sorry, man. Thank you, Aiden, so much for coming on the show. And it's giving us a little insight on, you know, what the kids are doing now. And I mean, it sounds like not much. You know, you guys are bored as heck, man. We need to get back to racing, huh?
Exactly.
But, man, we'll get over this thing soon, you guys. You know, just do what we're supposed to. That's my advice. Do what we're supposed to do. And don't be the little rebel that tries to go against the grain, and just go with the grain, and we'll get this thing behind us. You know, the more we try to, you know, to stretch it out, it's going to get stretched out, man. We're not doing, you know, it's going to come back sick, and I don't want to be stuck at home either, you know. But I don't want to be part. I want to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. You know what I'm saying? So, man, and Aiden, tell your pops I said hey. Love talking to him too. I talked to him not too long ago, a few weeks ago, and. Man, I look forward to seeing all my peoples, man. I can't wait. You don't know when your first race is still, huh, Rossi? Is that what you said? We're not sure yet.
Either late June, beginning of July is when our first race is going to be. We're still working on that right now. It might be the Reno date that we have set in place right now. I think it's like July 17th, I believe. So we're just trying
all
to
finalize. We got a few
finalize.
Months. We got a few months. Do what we're supposed to do and get this COVID stuff behind us, all right, people? So if you're a go-karter out there and you want to race, make sure everyone gets their masks on and they're doing the right thing, man. That's what we got to do. Be an example. That's exactly what we got to do is be an example. So, man, I'm Harrell. That is Rossi. Manchester was here a little bit ago. It's nice talking to him, man. I appreciate every single one of you listeners. You guys, we came back on the scene and you guys are just blowing us up, man. It's awesome. Next week, we're going to have some prizes. KPX is going to give away a few things, so I'm looking forward to that. I don't know what yet, but they said they kicked down some things, so we'll give away some prizes next week. We'll get Rodney to give away a few things, and if you guys are looking to sponsor the show, get a hold of us. We got a good package together that we can give you guys. I don't know about the KPX, but I know that with Nevada Kart Sport, every time we play the commercial, it's a show. He says he gets phone calls after, and he starts getting busy, so it works, you know. It really does. People listen to the show, and I appreciate it. And we will see you guys next week. We're going to hear a few more commercials and another song. But thanks to all your listeners. Thank you for our guests. And thank you, Rossi, for, man, putting up with me and and handling the show for me on that end. That's awesome. You're doing an awesome job, buddy.
No, no. Thank you, Harrell. Thanks for everything.
All right, all right. And we will see you guys next week. This is Harrell, Hump Day with Harrell, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
KPX Karting Championship is coming to a track near you. This organization is focused on growing the sport of karting at the grassroots level on up. All aspects of the series are based and focused around the racers. Come out and support local racing at a track near you. For more information, go to www.kpxracing.com. That's www.kpxracing.com. Nevada Kart Sport, 1220 East Gregg Street, number 17, Sparks, Nevada, 89431. Rodney Rivera has been involved in karting for over 20 years. Rodney does driver coaching and tuning, and has won over 15 championships tuning and coaching drivers over the years. Rodney is also a dealer for Burrell, Tony Kart, CRG, and Ital Kart. So for all your karting needs, call Rodney at Nevada Kart Sport, 775-219-4184. That's 775-219-4184.